Hi, Soul Tribe, and welcome back. If you are new, my name is Ashley, and I record podcasts about setting goals, getting what you want in life, and this podcast specializes in all the lessons that I have learned as I gamified my life. Along the quest of all getting into soul alignment, of course, I have become absolutely neurotic about chasing big goals. I always say, believe it so hard, it's like it's already happening. You have to plan for it like it is actually happening. And if you follow my life, you will see that I do just that. And I've even gamified my life now, and that's really when the next level began for me. And now for today's episode topic, hustle culture. And why I don't think hustle culture is a bad thing. I'm always preaching hustle culture online, and over the years, the subject has come back with multiple comments and DMs, and you know, I really want to let you know how I view hustle culture. So here we go. Anyone who knows me in what I call quote-unquote real life knows that I work really hard, like really hard. And I am literally always working on something. I say working vaguely here, and we're going to get into that. I generally split my days into three categories: health, wealth, and creation. In the mornings, I make sure that I have time for health and fitness, while in the afternoons, my time is spent on wealth-building projects or enterprises that I already have up and running. In the evenings, often until quite early in the morning, my time is all about creation, and that's where I do all my side hustles. Reading that, you probably think that sounds like an exhausting schedule. My days are long and focused on productivity and work. The truth is that the last couple of years, especially, I'm doing more than I have ever done in life. And the funny thing is, I have more energy than I did before. I literally have to force myself to go to sleep at night because I'm just not tired, not in the way I used to be. And it is when I'm away from my projects that I feel depleted and exhausted. When I am away from my productive schedule, I feel a void in my day. Then when I get back into the swing of my routines and my quote-unquote hustle, I get lit with life again. Energy, it creates more energy. Does this mean I'm addicted to working? No, not at all. It just means that working on my projects and building my companies is what gives me life, instead of recharging and relaxing as what we know in the traditional sense. So here's something to think about. If you are feeling exhausted, quote unquote, by your day-to-day life, ask yourself what is being sacrificed and how are you choosing to spend your time? What are you not doing that would fill you with more joy? Do more of that, the stuff that fills you with joy, and I promise you, you won't be tired. The question is about choices you make and how you spend your time. If your day-to-day life exhausts you, what could you change about that? Because yes, I work hard, but I'm not tired. I choose to work. I do it all the time because it lights me up. And I choose to work hard because where I'm going is energizing me, not deflating me. So you might want to ask yourself, is the work you're doing or where it is taking you, what is deflating you? Because here's the thing, the work you're doing and where you are going should be energizing you. I'm telling you this for a couple reasons. Number one, I know my hustle bothers some people, and I want to reframe why I work in the way that I work. And number two, this approach to work is something you need to understand in order to go forward in this course I teach called School of Soul. You need to understand how I see the value of hard work in life, and I do believe it to be a very honorable trait and skill for one to have. This course will require you to work, and if you want to complete this course and follow my approach to life, you need to understand that work can be energizing and rewarding. When it is the right type of work that lights you up and moves you forward towards your goals. It bothers me when people are resistant to hard work in life. Hard work is how you will get to where you want to go in life. My approach to hustling is working with purpose. I'm not killing myself, grinding. I'm always excited about where I'm going, and I'm always excited about the next level that I'm going to reach once I do my part, which is the work. The harder I work to pass the levels, the sooner I'm able to gain the experience or achieve the next level. And all of that lights me up and keeps me working. Hustling does not need to be understood as a negative thing. Hustle gets a bad rep and people give it a bad stigma. And then a lot of people start to argue, and instead of embracing the opposite, which is YOLO. And I should let you know that I am quite adverse to the idea of YOLO, which is you only live once culture. To me, YOLO is a very dangerous statement. There is a lot of risk associated with that approach. And certainly it is not a winning strategy for life. Sure, a couple get lucky, but if you want a certain life, you have to do the work. What happens with YOLO is that you get the order backwards. YOLO entices you to live now. But what it forgets is to ask you the question, at what cost? I believe YOLO is an expensive way to live, not because of what you are spending, but because what are you losing, which is time in the game. Time to put in the work on the front end of your life so that you can go live later on the later years of your life. If you do the work on the front end of your life, it is so much easier and you have so much more energy. And if you wait until those later years, you're going to be stressed out as the timeline is much shorter. There's less time for you to achieve what you want to achieve and then also reap the rewards. Can you turn your life around at 55? Of course you can. But is it going to be 10 times easier or 10 times harder than if you were 25? Than if you'd gotten your game together if you were 19 and started saving and having things compound for you? It's just a fact of life. Numbers in the game and time. The earlier you do things for yourself, a lot of times you're going to have a huge advantage by that. So the years do matter. If you want to have a good income and have a healthy lifestyle, those are things that you have to work for, and they have to be built. And then once they're built, they're there for you and supporting you in the lifestyle going forward. When you're not building the foundation in the earlier years, in the earlier years of life, not building your income sources and your health resources and not strengthening your mind and your body, all of this will hit you harder later on. And it will be harder to get where you want to be. If you relax now, they'll be less relaxing later. I've met enough people in my life who have told me they have woken up one day and they weren't where they wanted to be at that moment. Most of them had a YOLO approach in the earlier parts of their life, and they didn't set things up properly. They regret that they didn't pay the price in the earlier years instead of just relaxing and enjoying the ride. Because by not controlling their game and where they were going, that ride didn't take them anywhere near where they wanted to be later. And now they have some serious catching up to do. You want to get your game in order. Keep ahead. You want to get it built up as fast as you can. And get yourself in order as fast as you can. Because as soon as you get your character and your finances or whichever category in order, the game gets easier for you. I have decided to work now so that life can pay me back later. I want to pay into the system, aka my life's game, until it starts paying me back and life becomes free. To use a bike analogy, the front end is the shorter ride up the hill. I won't have to ride uphill for as long if I get started earlier. And then I can ride downhill while life begins to pay me back. The alternative and sacrificing time to YOLO means riding uphill a lot longer later, possibly even for the rest of my life. And I don't want that. My approach is about putting the work in on the front years of my life. When it's easier on my body, physically and mentally, and it's less energy in the end. Years less energy. The more you build, the more you work to build in your life now, the less you have to work later. That's the better order of things. Because, you know, working in our later years of life isn't as enjoyable. I've seen it a lot in my real estate career, like the amount of people that have to move out of their homes because they didn't properly prepare. And it's hard to watch, especially in someone's older years. Like, it's not the time of life you want to be changing your life. And unfortunately, it often comes down to not having enough money. Hustling is about getting everything set up in your life so that it can work for you. It's about becoming an ultra powerful, productive, and aligned human in your life. It's about working hard to develop all the routines and habits that will set you up. It's about working to build your life by building yourself up in all the important areas, such as finance, health, and more. Get stuff done now that will serve you later in the game. That's hustle to me, and that is not a bad thing at all. We'll be working on hustle and working hard throughout all the modules of School of Soul because we want to get this mindset ingrained into every arena of our life, and that can only help us guarantee more success and more winning. Working hard does not need to be associated with missing out on living. Actually, it's all about living. It's about working hard and achieving your goals and goals that light you up so that you can live. It's all about reframing hustle to understand it better. It's similar to why I say that sacrifice isn't a bad thing. To sacrifice something sounds like such a negative word, but it's not. Sacrifice, when it comes to achieving in life, is about exchange, a value exchange. When you're putting in the time and the work in life, it's a valuable exchange of time for the reward of freedom later in the game. So while some may choose to look at time spent on working instead of having other enjoyments in the moment as lost, I look at it as these small, tiny sacrifices for this huge reward later. And I am willing to wait. Giving your time now so that you can have more freedom later with your time is the most worthy sacrifice you can make. At least that's how I choose to look at it. So overall, I equate my approach to hustling and working hard now with the reward of living a lot more of life the way I want to live it later in life. And I'm pretty sure that's what everybody really wants. Is no matter what your specific goal is, I think everyone's goal is ultimately to be free and to have freedom with time, especially later in life. And I think if you close your eyes and you imagine yourself at those later years, you probably don't see yourself grinding and working in the sense of having to do it. Having to do it and continuing to work because it's something you love to do are totally two different situations. And if you're creating and working in your later years because you love what you're doing, that's not the same as you didn't make the proper decisions and now you have to go to work every day. These are very different scenarios. And I want you to have freedom and freedom with your time. I want you to achieve the life you want. I want your life to have freedom, options, and opportunities. I don't want you to wake up exhausted in your life. I want you to wake up every day excited and empowered by the work you're putting in, knowing that you are bringing all your goals to life. But you can't just expect everything to come to you. The sacrifice is the time working hard on doing your part in setting things up. Then, as I'll keep repeating in this course, the universe will show up for you doing its part and matching that focused work with the results and rewards. The universe wants you to succeed as much as I do. I'll leave you with these final questions. Ask these to yourself. Are you ready to put the work in? Are you brave enough to sacrifice time now for some serious rewards in your life later? Are you ready to bet on yourself and earn yourself a higher level of fulfillment in all areas of your life? Are you prepared to hustle? If questions like this get you excited and you rise to the occasion, I have so much more content coming your way. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot and share it to your social media. Always tag me at Soul Renovation. Also, don't forget to pre-register for School of Soul. We will be launching soon. I can't wait to go to school with you. This has been Ashley from Soul Renovation, and I will see you soon. Bye!